Hi, this is David. If you own a website like I do, you know how important website security is. It's always a nagging worry in the back of your mind that one of the millions of hackers out there might gain access to your site and destroy your hard work. But I've discovered a solution. With Kinsta, they take care of the technical and security stuff, so you can focus on what you do best, creating great content or selling great products. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and highly dedicated human-only customer support. They provide complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress website is always online, rock-solid secure, and performing at its best. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. Thank you.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Just Be Glad by Christian D. Larson, published in 1912. All things respond to the call of rejoicing. All things gather where life is a song. This is the message of the new age, the new life, and the new time. It is the golden text of the great gospel of human sunshine. It is the central truth of that sublime philosophy of existence, which declares that the greatest good is happiness, and that heaven is here and now. To live in the spirit of this wonderful message, to be a living example of this great gospel, to work out in everyday life the principle of this inspiring philosophy, the first and most important thing to do is to lay aside our sorrows and glooms and just be glad. Wherever you are or whatever has happened, just be glad. Be glad because you are here. You are here in a beautiful world, and all that is beautiful may be found in this world. It is a world wherein all that is rich in life may be enjoyed beyond measure. A world wherein happiness may overflow eternally in every human heart. A world wherein all the dreams of life may be realized, and all the visions of the soul made true. Then why should we not be glad? First of all, that we are here, that we are in this world, that we may stay here for a long time if we so desire, and enjoy every minute to the full. The real truth is that this world is nothing less than a limitless sea of happiness, the vastness and glory of which we are just beginning to know. And life itself is a song, while time is one eternal symphony. To be in tune with life, therefore, and to be in harmony with the endless music of time, we must of necessity be glad. But after we have learned to be glad, under every circumstance, it is no longer a necessity, it is a privilege, and has become a part of our active, living, thinking self. Just be glad, and you always will be glad. You will have better reason to be glad. You will have more and more things to make you glad. For great is the power of sunshine, especially human sunshine. It can change anything, transform anything, remake anything, and cause anything to become as fair and beautiful as itself. Just be glad, and your fate will change. A new life will begin, and a new future will dawn for you. All things that are good and desirable will begin to come into your world in greater measure, and you will be enriched far beyond your expectations, both from the without and from the within. And the cause of the change is this: that all things respond to the call of rejoicing. all things gather where life is a song. When you are tempted to feel discouraged or disappointed, be glad instead. Know that you can, say that you will, and stand uncompromisingly upon your resolve. Be strong and be glad. For when strength and rejoicing combine in your soul, every trace of gloom or despair must disappear, because such conditions can exist only where weakness is the rule and mastery the exception. Combine strength with rejoicing, and you will exercise a magic power. You will possess a secret that will serve you royally, no matter what your difficulties or obstacles may be. All joy is light, and it is the light that dispels the darkness. When things are not to your liking, be glad nevertheless, for the glad heart can cause all things to be as we wish them to be. When things do not give you pleasure, proceed instead to create pleasure in your own heart and soul. And you can, if you will always be glad. Besides, things will soon change for the better if you continue in the spirit of rejoicing. It is the law that all good things will sooner or later come and be, where the greatest happiness is to be found. Therefore, have happiness in yourself, regardless of times, seasons, or circumstances. When things do not please you, resolve to please yourself by being glad, and you can add immeasurably to your happiness in this simple manner. Then, you must remember that the fountain of joy within your own soul is infinitely greater than all external sources of joy combined. But as far as we can, we should add the joys from without to the joys from within, and in all things be glad. Rejoice in your strength. Rejoice in your talents and powers. Rejoice in the wonders of your own nature, for there is far more in you than you ever dreamed. Whatever may come, you are greater than it all, richer than it all. And knowing this, why should you not be glad? When evil befalls you, consider the fact that the good that is still in your possession is many times as great as all the evil you could ever know. Consider this majestic fact and be glad. Then, remember with rejoicing that neither evil nor wrong can exist very long in the radiant sunshine of a glad, triumphant soul. If you have lost anything, have no regrets. Be glad and begin again. Be glad that you can begin again. Be glad to know that the future is always richer and better than the past, if we only try to make it so. Then forget the loss and rejoice in the fact that you have the power to secure something far better in return. You now know that you have this power. Then you can never be otherwise than glad. Whatever comes or not, sing again and again the song of the soul victorious, and mean it with your whole heart. Enter into this song with all the power of mind and spirit, for it is always that which we know and sincerely believe that contains the greater worth and power. When you resolve to be glad at all times and under every circumstance, resolve also to give your whole heart and soul to the spirit of your rejoicing. Give power to your gladness and give life to your song. Open the way for all the sunshine of your soul and see that every sunbeam from within be one of power as well as one of joy. It is the full joy of the soul that makes the heart young and the mind great. For as it is in nature, so it is also in you. It is the full glory of the noonday sun that quickens the earth, that makes the fields green, that causes the flowers to bloom. Where the sun is strong, all growth is luxurious and all nature bountiful. It is the same when the sunshine of the soul is full, strong and constant in the daily life of you. So therefore rejoice with great joy. Rejoice always and give life and power to your joy. There is magic in the sunshine of the soul. There is a charmed power in the radiant splendor of a beaming countenance. Such a countenance can dispel anything that may threaten to give disappointment or dismay.
So remember to be glad and mean it. It is the greatest remedy in the world and the greatest protector in the world. It can harm nothing, for it turns all wrong into right. It is the sunshine from within that causes all darkness to cease to be. It therefore brings good to everybody, and the one who is always glad is always adding to the welfare of every member of the human race. When fate seems unkind, do not be unkind to yourself by becoming disheartened or dismayed. Instead, rejoice in the great fact that you are greater and stronger than any fate, that you have the power to master your whole life and determine your destiny according to your own invincible will. Then resolve that you will begin at once to prove that strength and cause all the elements of fate to come with you and work with you in building for that greater future which you have so often longed for in your visions and dreams. Therefore, whatever your fate may be, just be glad. You can change it all. And as you proceed to exercise this divine right, the darkness of today will become the sunshine of tomorrow, and the disappointments of the present will become the green pastures of the future.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.